are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood on this Thursday morning, brought to you by VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, it's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's always fun to check in and see what's going on over in Fort Pierre. And I hear you still need some lifeguards for the pool.
We do. You know, the weather is not exactly cooperating with us. So we, and we traditionally open the pool on Memorial Day weekend, and but the weather's not cooperating, the water's not warm, and we don't have enough lifeguards to staff it. So the one thing that you and I were just talking about that I have not mentioned is that we will help you get certified, and we will pay for it and reimburse you for it. And so come on over, and even if you can only work a few days a week, that's perfect. Bring your buddies.
And, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And
that's
come over in a group.
A great incentive.
We just really need some lifeguards in order to have it run the hours that we normally run it. So we need to keep those kids safe. So if you know anyone who might want to be a lifeguard for a few hours a night or a weekend, whatever, call the city office, 223-7690, or stop in the office. There's an application online, so get your name in. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, need to get those positions filled so the pool can be open, the classes can happen.
And, yes, I mean, it's
all a trickle effect.
It is. We didn't do swimming lessons last year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. We plan on doing COVID, or not COVID. We don't plan on doing COVID. No.
Hopefully not.
No. We plan on doing swimming lessons this year, but we need it fully staffed in order to do that. When you have a bunch of little 4 or 5-year-olds sitting on the edge of the pool, you need a lot of eyes on them. And
yes.
So in order to be safe, in order to offer everything that we want to offer, we just need more lifeguards.
So get your names in, get applied, and they'll help you get your certification if you're not certified. So that's a pretty big thing right there. And
exactly.
You've got a lot of events that are going to be
goodness.
Coming up.
All of a sudden, you know what? This morning doesn't feel like summer.
No.
But you know, summer is kicking off, and it's kicking off in a big way. You know, Drifters has their Family Fun Day going on this Saturday with a tap takeover. That sounds like fun. Family Fit Marathon, and good music with Judd Hughes. Discovery Center is joining in and participating in that, and I think that'll be great fun.
It really will.
And then Thursday is our first Thursday.
That's right.
And that's on June 3rd. It's in Lily Park, Fisher Lily Park this year, from 5:30 to 8:00, every first Thursday through October. And every event, we want it to have a summer festival feel, and there will be vendors, there will be children's activities, there will always be a fundraiser meal, and just a lot of fun. Live music at everyone. And so, and I heard a rumor yesterday, we have a new meat processing facility out west of town, Stanley County, and they make wonderful specialty meats. Dried beef, I've heard, is wonderful, and I think they're going to be there. So,
oh, fantastic!
Yeah,
that's going to be a great time for the whole family.
Oh, it will. And you know, Fisher's Lily Park is looking great. It's green. It's shady. It's and so it isn't. We loved having the events downtown, but you know, when it's 98 degrees, hot asphalt isn't really inviting. So.
No, not at all. So this gives a different feel to it.
It will be a different feel. And so every first Thursday, mark that on your calendar, but this June 3rd from 5:30 to 8:00. So that will be our first try at this revised event, and so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. So like you said, keep that date open every first Thursday of the month and just plan on heading out to the park.
Come over and hang out, listen to the music, bring the kids, bring the family. There's always going to be a good meal. And
yes.
I just look forward to it. They're going to be a lot of fun.
They really are. And they're, you know, this time of year now, there are going to be so many events. People can keep up on the website so they know what's right. going to be happening.
Fort Pierre Tourism, both the website and the Facebook, we have lists of events. There's more details on Facebook. So that's always a good place to go for information and what's going on. Sometimes things that don't get on the event calendar will be on Facebook. So sometimes it's a good idea to look both places.
Most definitely.
But, and then the following weekend is Casey Tibbs' Match of Champions, first rodeo of the season.
Oh, yes.
RASDAQ Bicycle right across South Dakota is going to be in town. That group will be in town. So, yep, summer is kicking off.
Yes, busy times in Fort Pierre, and that's what we like.
It is. We love it.
Absolutely. So thank you for stopping in, Mayor.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Always good to have you here.
Thank you.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen, and stay up to date with all the fun events going on at Fort Pierre, she said, on Facebook, on the website, and you'll know what's going on. A big thank you to our sponsors for helping make People in Your Neighborhood possible. And today, VistaCare and Lee Real Estate, we thank them.